Hello, I'm Ian Tucker. I'm head of Burgess Salmon's Brexit Communications Group, and I'm giving a short series of podcasts on specific items within Brexit which may be of interest to the commercial community. This podcast is around Northern Ireland and the deal that's been done for Northern Ireland within the withdrawal agreement signed between the UK and the EU. That agreement has a particular protocol on Northern Ireland, and the reason for that is because Northern Ireland has certain challenges and background which is unique within the UK. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the key points that are in that protocol. Then I'm going to talk about regulatory alignment and the arrangements that have been reached for that. And then I'm going to talk about tariffs. So firstly, there are a few key points within the protocol for Northern Ireland which are unique. Those include the importance and preservation of the Good Friday Agreement, which is essentially the peace agreement for communities in Northern Ireland to share power, and is very clear and has been clear throughout the negotiations that both the UK and EU have set that very high as being an important principle to maintain. Secondly, there's also preservation of something called the Common Travel Area, CTA, and that is a historic arrangement which is aimed at allowing residents on the island of Ireland to move freely around the island. Part of that, of course, is having an open border. And both sides in negotiations have always been very clear that they want to have an open border, as the border currently is, where there's no reason to stop people, goods and traffic crossing that border. However, at the same time, of course, the act of leaving the EU means that the UK has created a land border, its only land border, with the EU. Where you have a border, inevitably you're going to have to comply with external requirements for the EU's outer wall. Importantly, those involve two things. One is consistency of regulation, and the other, which is important to keep distinct, is tariffs or payments being made for goods and services being provided across that border. In both cases, the aim is to avoid the need for additional administration or border checks or vehicles and people being stopped at the border. Key one, in my view, is probably the regulatory one. A lot of the Northern Ireland trade exports are in the agricultural sphere and similarly for the Republic. And consequently, a lot of agricultural goods cross the border every day. Where those required regulatory checks to ensure that they complied with the regulations on both sides of the border, particularly sanitary and phytosanitary checks related to meat and other products, there could be significant restriction on goods crossing the border. Consequently, it's been agreed as part of the withdrawal agreement that the NI regime for regulation will remain aligned with the EU. This will ensure that on both sides of the border at all times goods are equivalent and comply with the regulations such that they can be easily and freely allowed to cross the borders. What that does, of course, mean is that regulatory arrangements in Northern Ireland can, in principle, and may well do, depart from those in Great Britain. When Great Britain makes changes to its regulatory requirements, Northern Ireland may no longer do so. That could cause changes in the need to check goods entering Northern Ireland from Great Britain and vice versa. Alternatively, it might result in Northern Ireland goods needing to comply with both sets of regulations, Great Britain and EU. Separately from that is the financial situation, the situation regarding tariffs and taxes. For taxes, VAT within Northern Ireland has been agreed to remain the same as European VAT. Where the Republic of Ireland moves away from Central European VAT, Northern Ireland is permitted to do so as well. Otherwise, Northern Ireland will remain within the VAT regime applicable in the EU. In relation to tariffs, that's the sums being paid on goods and services crossing the border, principally goods, that will have a bespoke system, and the system is set out in the protocol. In principle, Northern Ireland remains within the UK's tariff regime, which means that tariffs applied by the UK will apply for goods entering Northern Ireland for use in Northern Ireland. However, in order to avoid the need for tariffs to be paid at the Irish border, a practical arrangement's been reached that any goods that are entering Northern Ireland or are produced within Northern Ireland will comply with EU tariff, unless it can be demonstrated that those goods are not going to go into the EU. So it's a negative proof. If you can demonstrate that goods that are being exported from GB or from anywhere in the rest of the world, from the United States, for instance, into Northern Ireland, then you can pay taxes on the UK basis. But if you cannot demonstrate that, then you need to pay EU taxes. That will result in some additional administration, potentially some applications to recover tax that is initially paid for goods that are then demonstrably kept within Northern Ireland. And we'll also require some new rules to set out exactly what the proof required for goods not being likely to enter into the EU is. Those rules are going to be set by a joint committee between the UK and the EU and will be reviewed periodically afterwards. However, they're based around the concept of showing or demonstrating that there is no risk that goods entering NI will subsequently either be processed into goods which will go into EU or will go directly into the EU. Overall, therefore, there is a number of unique points in the protocol touching Northern Ireland based around its border and its history. Those will need to work out over the coming years and introduce a new administrative and operational regime in Northern Ireland. I will be providing a number of other short podcasts on other specific issues in Brexit, and those can be found on our website. I've been Ian Tucker. I'm the head of Burgess Salmon's Brexit Communications Group. Many thanks for listening.